Own up to your mistakes. That's one of the many great lessons parents give children that also apply to corporations. Because when they don't, and the bad news first breaks through the press, well, the outcomes are oftentimes worse for companies than if they had been the first to admit to their problems. Think Theranos and Volkswagen. Well, for more, we're joined by Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Good to see you, Kurt.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so I mentioned Volkswagen. Remind us about the problems they had and how it caught up to them in the press.
Yeah, they're expensive problems to the tune of billions now. The company basically cheated on software in the car so that it could pass emission standards tests. And the company knew about it for a long time. Executives knew about it for a long time. But they didn't disclose the information. It came out from regulators and other people who looked into it. And so now the company is spending billions of dollars in settlements, in fines, and also faces billions of dollars in lawsuits.
Right. So the presumption there that if they had owned up to it sooner, maybe it wouldn't lead up to those billions of dollars that you were talking about.
Sure.
So let's look at the other side of the coin there. What's an example of a company that did come clean about trouble that was brewing, and how did its outcome differ?
Well, this is really kind of the point. It's hard to think of those companies because they don't stand out as much. It happens all the time, though. There are companies that disclose data breaches. There are companies that disclose when patients have died in human trials for new drugs, for instance. There are also companies that have to announce that acquisitions aren't working out well or products aren't selling. And so when they come out with bad news or talk about crises in the organizations, it's information. It doesn't help them, but it also doesn't hurt them as much as when they keep it secret and it comes out another way.
Right. Some old cliches are popping into my mind about the cover-up being worse than the crime, and that in this case, there is such a thing as bad publicity. So, I mean, given the fact that these companies that did admit to their errors didn't really damage their businesses as much, why is it that so many companies do just avoid talking about their troubles or their problems?
Well, it's definitely costly, right? It hurts the stock price when you come out with bad news. It hurts the brand. It hurts sales. It also reflects poorly on the people who are in charge. So the very people who are announcing the news, they're the ones who may not get as much from their stock options. Those are the same people who may lose their jobs because of this crisis or get pushed out by the board. And so bad news does have consequences. It's just that they're thinking no news is good news, so let's not talk about it. But as it turns out, there's a growing body of research that really shows that old news is better than new news.
Interesting.
It's better if you come out with it and it seems like old news when everybody reports on it than when there's actually novel new information coming out from a new source about you.
Wow. So, but there's a self-preservation or self-interest issue here amongst leaders at a corporation that might stop them from making that decision.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. So let's talk about when companies do decide to not talk about their problems and it breaks in the press. How lasting or how long can the damage be?
Oh, it can last for a long time. If you look at BP, which is a company that did not acknowledge as quickly just how bad this oil spill was in the Gulf of Mexico, how fast the oil was coming out. It just announced that its final cost for that oil spill is $61.6 billion, nearly a third of its overall value.
Wow. Kurt Nikisch with Harvard Business Review. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Sure thing.